Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 28. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, and today I want to talk about what keeps me motivated and what keeps me going. There really are no tricks to this, but before I start, a little quote from Theodore Roosevelt. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. So, just a little something to throw out there. So anyway, I just want to start by saying that what keeps me motivated, honestly, is following entrepreneurs and people who have done it, are doing it, and are continuing to do it. So, I'm always working on something, working on my craft. The past few months, I've been taking a little bit more of breaks to kind of help my mind a little bit. And, you know, because I've moved and I'm enjoying the weather as much as I can. Well, then again, the weather's always good here where I am. But I will say that I watch motivational videos daily. And it can be from either Eric Thomas, who's one of the best motivational speakers in the world, to watching Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, talk about, you know, staying inspired and not falling into the social stigmas and expectations of what we should be, to Jim Quick and how he inspires you to, you know, utilize your brain for various things and, you know, to utilize your mind to really get to where you want to be. So I get different pieces from different people. Randall Pitch is a CEO and entrepreneur of a clothing line, and you know, it's Live Fit, and I, you know, take a lot from him. Tom Bilyeu is another guy who really kind of speaks the truth on some things and it gets you thinking a little bit. And then there's the occasional Tony Robbins video that I may need, or Les Brown, who, you know, really gets me motivated too. So to be brutally honest, like when I need that square kick in my ass, it's definitely Gary Vaynerchuk or Eric Thomas. Eric Thomas is also a guy that kind of gives me that passion, what I need to keep me going sometimes. I get down in the dumps. I'm not going to sit here and lie to anyone. There are days I'm unmotivated. There's days I don't want to record podcasts. There's days I don't want to write. So this is, you know, my truth and kind of what goes on in my mind. You know, my mind's always chugging away. I always speak on that. I always talk about that. And sometimes, you know, I need, you know, someone to kind of get me going a little bit. But I will say that it's not always the motivational videos that keeps me going. It's also knowing how far I've come and knowing how much more I have left to do. You know, I look at a lot of, you know, people who, you know, have, you know, been working and chugging away and going at things for years at a time before they, you know, achieve the success that they want. And I always look at those people and say, okay, well, they spent years doing this, then, well, I gotta really go. You know, Tom and Lisa Bilyeu, it took them years to really get to where they are, where they have impact theory and, you know, they have ownership of companies and investments and things like that. So I think it was a 10-year journey for them, you know, and, you know, they not only did they, you know, grow their brands, but they also became more health conscious and more health, you know, more aware of like who they are. And, you know, if you look at Tom and who he was 20 years ago and you look at him now, it's an amazing journey that, you know, I take to heart, you know, and I know that I'm way healthier in mind, body, soul, and spirit now than I've ever been in my life. And I've only been here in Arizona for 5 months. And these 5 months have really shaped me into someone that people have never seen before. So, you know, lately, you know, the motivational videos are just boosting my spirits more than anything. It's not really when I'm down in the dumps. I haven't really been too down in the dumps lately. My spirits have been a lot better. I've had some down moments since I've been here, but it's an adjustment because I live alone, you know? I wake up to literal quiet. Like, I don't hear anyone walking around my house or anything like that. So it's just, that's been the biggest adjustment for me. But, you know, it's just good to get so many different perspectives. Oh, I forgot, Inky Johnson. Man, shout out to Inky Johnson. That's another guy that, you know, I watch and I'm just like, man, like his life journey and where he is now and, you know, how he's grown his brand and how he continues to motivate and inspire people, even when, you know, times like this in this world where you can't travel that much and you can't be face to face with people that much. Now it's, you know, it's a different realm. So, yeah, it's a lot to take in when it's, you know, when it's him and it's E.T. and it's Gary Vaynerchuk. But what I will say is that utilize whatever you can to keep yourselves motivated and inspired. And sometimes those videos aren't going to do it. You're going to have to just get up off your butt and like really, you know, do the work that you need to do. You know, for me as an author and a writer and a podcaster and, you know, an entrepreneur who has a small clothing line now and just all these things, you know, I break down things piece by piece. And sometimes that one video from one of these entrepreneurs gets me to go, oh, okay. Gets me to think about something from a different perspective. So not everyone is motivated and inspired by other people or, you know, some of the people I've mentioned, you may not even be inspired by. It may be someone else, like someone that's close to you in your life or, you know, someone that you've known or someone that's instilled wisdom, you know, in you to, you know, keep going with whatever you're trying to do in your life. So what I will say is keep going. Whatever it is that you're doing, because I'm still going. I'm 5 years in, so I don't think me stopping now is going to do much justice for me. And however long you've been doing it, don't think that, you know, the results aren't going to show down the road. So that's the best way I can sum it up. None of this is easy for me. And that's why I utilize the motivational videos. I save them on my YouTube. I save them on my Instagram. And this is why I speak my truth on here. This is why I have Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays to really talk about what goes on, you know, behind the scenes and what I deal with and what I go through. I'm not someone that's going to lie and I'm not someone that's going to sugarcoat things. Look, life is tough. You can't be prepared mentally for all of it that comes your way. So for me, it's about embracing it all, taking it all in, getting experience, learning from it, and continually looking to grow and evolve. And, you know, whatever it takes to keep you going. When times get hard, times get rough, yeah, just do it. You know, I missed out on plenty of, you know, entrepreneurs and people that are really doing it right now. I'm trying to think of other people that, Simon Sinek. Oh man. Yeah, that's my guy too. Jordan Peterson. Yes. Another one, Jordan Peterson. Like sometimes a video like that comes up on YouTube or something like that, you know, I go, oh, okay. Jordan Peterson is definitely someone that, you know, when you're going through those uncertainties in your mind and your mind's playing tricks on you, because your mind does play tricks on you, it does with me. Sometimes I need that 10-minute video that goes up. Yep. All right, I'm back on track now. I'm good. So, you know, embrace your journey. Remember, you have a purpose and reason for your life. So be sure to go out and fulfill all of those things that you're meant to do. Well, we all have gifts, talents, and abilities. Don't ever think that you don't. And that's, I think, the best way to sum up everything that I just talked about in the past few minutes in this podcast. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. Coming up on Wednesday, I'll be, you know, moving forward, you know, in the letters of the alphabet and keeping you guys going. And then obviously Friday is Book Insight. So with that said, be good, everyone. Have a good week and go accomplish your goals.